Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and our next guest in the studio is Jake Cassidy. Jake is with My Tire Guys, Inc. Welcome, Jake.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, thanks. You got a really, I think, an interesting concept, a mobile tire service. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about how you got started?
So I used to run regular tire stores.
Good old brick-and-mortar tire stores.
Good old brick-and-mortar tire stores, exactly, in Pennsylvania. And I wanted to have my own business at the end of the day. And so after building experience with the tire stores there, I wanted to move to a big city, so like New York or Boston. I had an uncle up here, so I decided to come here. And then once I kind of got my feet wet, I got the ball rolling on a tire business, but found that there's a lot of competition up in the Boston area. There's big stores. There's Hogan, Sullivan Tire,
some family
Fair.
Businesses that have been generations around.
Yeah, and, exactly. Know, yeah, so
well entrenched.
So yeah, I knew I couldn't compete against them. Obviously, day one, but do something different, you know. And who doesn't like to not have to go anywhere, you know? Have a home service, come out, do your tires at your house. So there was a lot of figuring out how to make it work, because there's no model to kind of follow from another business doing the same thing.
So you're really the first that you know of in the Boston area, or in terms of mobile tire service?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there are some other mobile tire companies around like the country and world. Mm-hmm. You know, there's like one or two in England. There's like one in Florida and California. You know, I'm not sure the timeline of when they started, but everybody seems to be doing it slightly differently. But I think we do it the best.
Of course. So the thinking behind getting started on this was convenience, right? So people have to go and sit in the tire. You know, you go, yeah, I got a schedule, or you show up and you wait, and it could be hours out of your day.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know anybody that enjoys going to get new tires, you know, besides the cost. And then you're there for 4 hours on your day off, and you sit there for two and watching your car in the parking lot. You know, it's a nightmare. And especially for, you know, busy moms, busy anybody, you know, if we can come out to your home, your work.
So you'll go essentially anywhere, and there's not a lot of requirements, as long as you can get a car off the ground, I guess, to some degree.
And exactly. Yeah. I mean, so we go to people's homes and work most often, but we do, we'll go anywhere where the car is, effectively. So sometimes we've got people who are stuck in a parking garage three stories down in Boston somewhere, or they might be stuck at Logan and stuff like that. So we'll go out and do, you know, cases like that. We also do stuff for contractors. Mm-hmm. So we'll go out on job sites. So guys will be pulling tools out of the truck, and where they're changing, you know, putting on two or four new tires.
So they're able to get their work done, and you're doing your work at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
A really convenient aspect to it.
Yeah.
So obviously a whole host of questions. You know, you found a market need. You started to develop the company, which is what we're all about, talking to entrepreneurs. And
yeah,
it sounds like you've had a great run. It's been about eight, nine years you've been doing it?
Yeah, so we've been doing it since 2009. And, you know, obviously initially, I mean, it's still very difficult, but initially it was very difficult, you know, because if I had Jake's Pizza Shop, you know exactly what I do, right? I sell pizzas. Maybe I do delivery, maybe I don't. That's the only question. But with mobile tires, people are like, oh, I have AAA, or, oh, will you come and put my spare on my car? I've gotten a flat, or, you know, what if I get a nail, you know? And so what people don't understand is that we are a full service tire store, the only difference being that we come to you. So we just quote and schedule over the phone, and then all the work is done right on site. So all the mounting and the balancing. So it's not an emergency service. It's pre-planned 99% of the time.
Which obviously helps logistically for your business, because as we were talking about, you cover a pretty big geography, Eastern Mass, by and large. And so
you
can plan your routes out that way. You can plan your days.
Yeah. And so we still will help people that do get flat tires. It's just that, you know, if somebody were to get a flat, they would, you know, put their spare on, or have AAA or somebody help them put their spare on. And then we would go out to them after the fact and then replace it like the next day.
And is it a service team, or is it an individual generally who's doing the work?
So most of the trucks are just one person. But, you know, the busy seasons, like when we're doing a lot of winter seasonal changes and stuff like that for people, it might be two people in the truck.
And you have multiple trucks on the road any given day?
Yep. And a typical install, like let's say you're getting four new tires, we would schedule, you know, an exact day and time, come out to your home at 3 on Thursday, for example. Four tires typically takes about an hour. And that's like all the mounting and the balancing, disposal of the old ones, like everything you'd expect to get
Everything they tell you at a tire store that takes an hour that ends up taking 2.5.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You always wonder why. So, I guess the one of the bigger challenges is a combination of inventory, because you don't have that physical location, and you have a warehouse, though, that you do stock.
So at the end of the day, we try to keep like a smart, lean inventory, because we're fortunate enough to be able to schedule in advance for people, and we've got a really good supply chain. So we've got we work with all the national distributors, so we can get tires in very, very quickly, and we carry all the make and models, all sizes, and we do lots of tricky stuff like run flats and low profiles. And
Now has technology over the course of your business changed? I would imagine that 25 years ago perhaps, and I know you weren't in the business end, but the ability to have a mobile tech, because auto mechanics today and car repair in general, and I imagine the tire business, everything's driven by computers, computer technology, balancing, mounting, all that type of stuff.
Right.
And you have all of that available in a mobile environment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we use top of the line mounting and balancing equipment. So we've got the high speed computerized balancing that we're able to do right on site. And then obviously since 2007, everybody's got the TPMS system in their car, the tire pressure monitoring. So we're able to, program that system, fix sensors, replace sensors, stuff like that.
So, it sounds like you have both sort of the commercial division, dealing with contractors, and you've got the consumer division. How have you been able to grow your business? What's the source? Is it referral based? Do you guys use internet advertising? Where's been the growth? Where's it come from?
So we get most of our business, at this point now, from repeat, because we've been around so long. So we get repeat and referral. We get lots of new stuff that comes in online. People might see our trucks out on the road. We also get stuff in from Tire Rack, because we're Tire Rack's number one recommended installer for the whole Boston area.
And Tire Rack is an internet provider that will ship direct?
Yeah, they're the number one retailer online for tires.
Yep.
In the United States.
And so a customer of yours would have them drop ship directly to their home?
Some people like to buy tires online. They can do tons of their own research, and they're stuck with finding an installer. And most of the time, they find a place and that person doesn't really want to install their tires because they didn't buy them from them. And so, and if you do bring them there, they say they will, you get bumped to the back of the line,
Your 1 hour is now 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly. So we get lots of repeat, lots of referral, and then obviously stuff online, because people find us because we're 5-star rated on Yelp, we're 5-star rated on Google, on Punchy, on Tire Rack, on Angie's List.
So you guys are really all about service, I take it.
Yeah, customer service, 100%.
And, you talked about the large chain-owned, so one might even think about Sears, automotive centers, tires come to mind. Firestone, obviously a national chain. Let's forget about all the small. How do you guys compete? I know that service obviously is a big piece, but, in today's day and age, because of the internet, I think so many people are driven by price.
Price, for sure. Yeah, our prices are very good.
You can compete with a brick and mortar?
Obviously, we're not the cheapest.
Right.
You can always find somebody cheaper, so that's not what we're really going after. What we're going after is somebody who wants something done well, and consistent. And so, if you were to call 5 different tire stores, you're going to get, a variety of prices. Give or take $20, let's say.
Right.
And so we always fall right within that. So sometimes people are like, oh, you were cheaper than this place, or you guys were $5 more than this place. But it's always, within reason. And plus, if we're coming out to your home,
The convenience factor,
exactly.
What's that worth?
Yeah. Suddenly time is worth money,
And then in terms of warranty, most of the warranty is manufacturer warranty.
Yeah, so everything's handled the same way you'd get at a regular store. You should really picture it as we're a regular store. The only difference being that we come to you. So should there be any issue, the unfortunate part, we come back to you. But fortunately for us, we get very, very few callbacks, because at the end of the day, we want the job done right the first time. We don't want to have to come back to you, but we always solve any problems that do pop up, because, that's the nature of any business. Sometimes little things will happen.
Yep. And what do you see today, as common trends that you're seeing with vehicles? I know run flats have their own, they're convenient, but they're difficult because they tend to.
I don't know anybody.
They run flat a lot.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that likes run flats. They're terrible. I think the only good thing,
especially
about
in a city with freezing and cracking and
You know. And what's crazy is like lots of manufacturers now don't even put spare tires with their cars, so you're limited. You know, it's like, well, do I just run the risk? And you know, what am I going to do?
Hence my car is three floors down in a garage and I can't move it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So. I mean, what I've just been finding, and just like every other like tire store, is that tires are just getting bigger. You know, the days of 14-inch and 15-inch tires are slowly disappearing, like 14-inch completely, really. Hmm. And so now, like, most cars come standard with 17s or 18s. You know, new SUVs come with 22s on them, which used to be, you know.
18s and 19s.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Huh, I wonder what that trend is. I mean, you imagine larger tires equals greater gas consumption because of resistance.
Sure. I mean, I think also part of it is that they're doing, you know, they do a bigger rim, but a shorter sidewall.
Okay.
So you're getting more low profile. So it gives you that better look. It gives you better handling. It makes the ride rougher, and especially for like these Boston roads, you're more prone to get a bubble or a blowout or
My experience over the years is they don't last as long either.
A
40,000 mile warranty is kind of a, you know, misnomer within the. You're never going to get 40,000 miles out of a tire these days.
That's true. I mean, it depends on what you buy. You know, like there are some manufacturers that do live up to the tread life warranty, and then there are others that don't, and they're just riding on people not going after. You know, I should have gotten an extra 10,000 out of these, but you know. Forget it. So I think that's just kind of the case with any large business. You buy a new cell phone, here's your $50 mail-in rebate. The amount of people that actually mail in that rebate is
very small.
Very small, and that's what big companies count on.
So have you also seen one of the things that I've noticed is that the sort of old line branded companies seem to sort of stand on their past histories, you know, and I'll mention them, the Michelins of the world and things of that nature. But there are some, you know, whether it's Asian or you know, Far East manufacturers, Korean, I've seen a lot of lesser known brands. Are you starting? I don't know if you guys represent any of those, but
no.
I've heard it's the same components, same composite, you know, they make great tires.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there are definitely some manufacturers coming along that didn't used to be known as well. Like I'll give you one, like Kumho. Kumho's a tire that didn't used to be a big one, and now it is. And it's actually like a really good quality all-season tire. Like Kumho, they actually put brand new tires like on a number of different cars, like new Hyundais, new Kias. They actually have they're the exclusive provider for the new Dodge Viper.
Oh really?
For their
tire. Performance tire as well.
So they're actually very, very good. A lot of people like them and they're reasonably priced. So you know, if for some cars, there's a certain point that you reach when spending more money doesn't get you a better tire. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just buying the name. And so with us, like when we're quoting people on tires, you know, I try to steer people for what's best for them and their car, as opposed to, you know, what's best for me. And fortunately, because we keep like a lean inventory, we're not selling you what's on the shelf that needs to go.
Right.
You know, we're selling you
what's best for that
vehicle.
For your needs.
Exactly. So if you know what you want, we can quote you on that. But most people don't, and we'll guide you correctly. Because at the end of the day, you know, we've been going for a while now. I want to keep going for a while. And I want you to come back happy that we recommended a good tire for your wife. And now we're going to put good tires on your kid's car. You know,
I think that's a great philosophy, and it stood you well over the last close to a decade. And hopefully, it will propel you forward for the next decade. What's ahead? Any plans for expansion, new geographies, new markets?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I'd love to be able to what I want to have is you know 100 trucks on the road in Boston, and then move to other cities. I mean,
how many do you have now?
We have 3.
Okay. Well, you're moving up the ladder.
So
you got some growth in Boston, you feel? There's some opportunity?
Yeah. But, you know, what we find is we mostly get people calling us that have, like, high-end vehicles. So we do a lot of, like, Porsche. We do a lot of AMG Mercedes, M-Series BMW, Maserati, stuff like that. Because people initially might perceive the business to be expensive before they've even priced it. And then we also get those people calling us because we've got such great reviews online.
That's really interesting, though, that as you said. So you're perceived as a high-end luxury brand service.
Yeah, when I finally explain like what we do to people, they're like, oh, you guys must be twice as much as going to a regular store. And I'm like, no, that's not the case, you know. And then when you, like I said, when you price this, we always fall right in line with the other brands or the other stores, rather, so that it's reasonable, you know.
Well, as I said, a wonderful concept and obviously a much needed service and, you know, being able to compete with the big boys. Congratulations to you. If our listeners want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach out?
So over the phone or via email. So our phone number is 800-847-3817. And our email is info at mytireguys.com. And then we also have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, so you can see customer car pics and videos and stuff like that online as well.
Fabulous stuff. Our guest, the Radio Entrepreneurs, has been Jake Cassidy with My Tire Guys, Inc., and sounds like a wonderful service, and we appreciate you coming on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, if we had you for double the time here, we could all have our tires changed.
Yeah.
We'll have to plan that next time around.
There you go.
We'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.